Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to The Skinny on Interracial Romance. I'm your host, Latrivia Nelson, and today's topic is What's Up with Highness? It's a look into my upcoming book. Really excited to be back on the air. It's been a while, but in 2015, we definitely want to connect with our fan base more and have an opportunity to really talk about the books and other issues surrounding interracial romance and interracial books. I'm really, really excited. I want to say a big hello to everyone who might be tuning in from either your cell phone or your computer today. And if you download the episode later, say hello to those who might be listening many, many days from now or even weeks. So welcome to the Skinny on Interracial Romance. Really, really excited. For those who may want to call in, please give us a call at 602-753-1817. 602-753-1817 if you want to share your thoughts on today's show. Also, for all of my beautiful women who are in the Love Pub on Facebook, Latrivia Nelson's Love Pub, if you're not a member but you like to talk about books and you like to keep the conversation going, join us via Facebook. Pull up Latrivia Nelson's Love Pub and join us, and we can continue the conversation there. We have a lot of great things going on there. We have a lot of amazing authors who stop by and share their books, and we have some amazing women who are readers who share their insights. Now, I'm really excited. It's not very often that I get a chance to do this, but I have a special guest on the show with me today. My fiancé, Bruce Welch, is here. Say hi, Bruce.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
He's going to sort of be my co-host for today, and we're going to talk about what is taking me so long on this book. As everybody has known, and trust me, everybody, I have gotten your wonderful emails, your Facebook messages, your Twitter messages, everything with people saying, what is going on? Like, when is this book coming out? And my biggest thing with Highness is it is the fifth book of the Lonely Heart series, and I really want it to be thebomb.com. I know that a lot of authors are putting out short stories and novellas, and it's all about fun, and it's all about relationships, but I really believe that you, as my fan and my reader, deserve a good, good book. And so I've been giving it my all. Now, it's going to be about, I would say, 15 chapters, 14 or 15 chapters. And I'm like, are you done? You don't know how many chapters it is? I'm wrapping it up. And every single time that I begin to wrap this book up, I feel like there's another component that I need to talk about. And I really want in this novella for people to be able to actually enjoy themselves and enjoy the conversation that'll be going on between the characters without the worry of feeling like it's rushed, without the worry of feeling like that it wasn't thought through well. And, you know, as normal with a book that comes from River House, I want you to be able to read something that's fresh and may not be out there. So that is what's taken me so long with Highness. Now, for those who are like, what is Highness? So Prince Michael, which is one of the main characters, has always been England's bad boy. You know, he's handsome and confident and completely untraditional. And he gets caught sort of in the situation where he realizes that he's not with a woman who actually loves him. So he breaks it off with her. And he's been such a bad boy that the media eats it up. The family decides that he's bringing way too much attention to the royal family and wants to get him out of the picture for a while until things die down. And he ends up deciding to go to a little place called Hernando, Mississippi. Now, there are many of my readers who've been on the Love Pub who have told me that they know exactly where Hernando is. So for many of y'all out there, you know, shout out to Hernando, Mississippi, to the entire DeSoto County. And, you know, just sort of bringing light to this small place that many people call home. And I want to say also a special shout out to my admins over at the Love Pub who keep the conversations alive every single day. Always, as always, you all are wonderful. I'm hoping that Leonie and a few of the other ladies over there will say that I passed in terms of the King's Speech. I think that that's been one of the biggest things that I've been very nervous about is how do we discuss, or should I say, have a conversation with a prince. Many people have written books in this vein before, but some people pull it off and some people don't. I hope that I pull it off. So, baby, you've been here with me through these many, many, many weeks, months of preparation with this book. Can you sort of tell the audience what I'm like when I'm trying to write?
what you're like when you're trying to write?
Yes.
I'd have to say, yeah, you probably bolt the door and just lock everything down and turn all the TVs off if you could. But usually, when she's writing, I'm usually at work, you know, trying to fight crime on the streets of Memphis. And
yes, you do a great job.
And, you know, every time I come home, ladies, I mean, she's got a computer in front of her and she's just tapping away at the keyboards and, you know, she'll give me the lowdown on what it is she's writing. And I got to tell y'all, it's some pretty great stuff. I think y'all are going to be real excited when the book finally gets out there.
One of the things that I love to do, and one of the great things I love about our relationship, is that I can actually talk to you about universally how would a guy react. And I think there are some key moments in this story where I wanted to draw from a man's perspective how he would react. There have been some scenes that I think really speak to a man's reaction. For instance, there is an altercation, so to speak, in the book. And we had this conversation that I thought was extremely interesting about how does a man react when he's very angry and he really cares about someone and he sees that they are being taken advantage of. And it's pretty cool to be able to hear a man's perspective in terms of, hey, we don't talk that much when we're angry. Do you sort of give us a little background on that conversation? Because I really want to share with our readers, like, how we came to the conclusion on some of these things.
I mean, ladies, and if there are any gentlemen out there that are listening, men, when we're handling situations, especially a confrontation or a conflict, I mean, we are of little words. We usually, yeah. You know, women do the talking, guys do the walking. I mean, that's just how it is. You know, we get straight to the point. And when you get to that point where the scene that she's discussing, you know, we just get right down to business. You know, we handle our business, especially when you're somebody, like she was saying, somebody that you care about and that you're falling in love with and they're being taken advantage of. And, you know, you see the source of their problems, and, you know, guy's just kind of walking around, throwing his weight around, talking to her however he thinks he can. And, you know, as a man, you step up and, you know, you knuckle up, you put knuckles to his chin, and you put him down.
Well,
and
yeah, that's
it was,
so true.
You know, we handle things on a physical level, and we don't have much dialogue to it. We say exactly what's on our mind, straight to the point.
Well, I hope that we get a chance. I'm so excited about you guys. When you get this book, you can sort of see what we're talking about. It doesn't matter if you're a prince. It doesn't matter if you're a cop. It doesn't matter if you're a lawyer. It doesn't matter if you're a doctor. It doesn't matter if you're a clerk. When you are an alpha male, and my readers love alpha males, let me just say that the women of the Love Pub, the Metalavians out there, the women who really support the Lonely Heart series, they believe in a true alpha male, a man who stands by his word, a man who's very sensible in his actions, but when it's time for him to act, he acts. And I wanted to continue on with the vein of that because I think that women, regardless of what books they read of mine, they're looking for that alpha male. And I think Michael is definitely a reflection of that work. Now, when we talk about the woman, I've heard my readers, and they have been very, very clear about the fact that they want the female character, our heroine, to be moving. Hope Daniels, I feel like she truly is. You know, she's on top of the world, working on a collection of art to display in a few months after signing a major deal, and suddenly disaster strikes. And many of you have seen this particular scene because a lot of times I'll share little tidbits of the books that I'm working on the Love Pub because I want feedback from my friends and fans that are in the pub. And we see what happens. She's in a disastrous car strike, a car accident, like a head-on collision. And before we'd said that it was a drunk driver, obviously, you know, when I write, a lot of times, and many of you who have that experience with me know that I change things as I write. And one of the things that I changed was he wasn't a drunk driver. He's just a truck driver who happened to go to sleep and owned a small business. So, you know, it's one of those things where he was working hard and went to sleep and had a head-on collision with her and left her temporarily blind. I think the thing about Highness that is pretty awesome is the fact that there is no ability for her to know, one, that he's a prince, two, that he's attractive. So a lot of the elements that women look for in a man, like he's got to be strong and he's got to be tall and he's got to be attractive and he's got to be rich, those things were completely removed in this book, at least up to a really big point where, you know, some trusts were needed to be given and confidences, and they start to share those things. But the attraction was so strong between them that without knowing anything about each other, they sort of fell in love. And I think we can definitely speak to that. Have you ever had a situation by any chance, Bruce, where it was sort of love at first sight?
Yeah, I could definitely say that. And it may seem kind of corny to everybody out there is listening, but, I mean, the first day, or the first night that I met Latrivia, it was honestly love at first sight. I mean, some people say it's like, you know, it wasn't some little high school puppy love or, you know. I mean, the night that I met her, I was at work. I was actually answering a call to one of her neighbor's house, and she said, you know, her garage door might have been tampered with also. So when I knocked on the door, I thought it was just going to be another call, just another report. It's like, oh, dear God, what does this woman want? And then the door came open, and, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I swear to God, I was just struck by lightning. She just about knocked me down just with one look.
I fell in love with you at the same time. We could not stop talking to each other. Even we tried to wrap the conversation up, and it just kept going. Thanks, Maisha, for saying we sound great on the radio. I think we make a great team. I really think that he has a lot of fun insights, and I'd like to have him on the show more. I was blessed to have him on the show today because he had a tooth removed, and he was in so much pain that he had to come home to rest. So he's off where he'd normally be out doing his thing. So, yeah, it's just one of those situations where I was like, hey, why don't you get on the radio with me today, and, you know, it'll be one we can just sort of talk about, you know, the book and the process. So the Lonely Heart series, to give you guys a little background on it, the Lonely Heart series, they're a collection of novellas and short stories centered around a chance meeting with people who fall in love. And I think that I'm perfect for writing these types of books, especially now. For instance, The Grunt has a continuation of it. I know you guys cannot wait for that book to drop. I'm really excited about Red and Blue because, oh my goodness, you'll see so many similarities. It's still a fiction book, Let me just say that it's a fiction book, but I pulled off of our experience, our first meet, to sort of develop the book. The character, Red, is a police officer, and he's a redhead, just like my ginger love over here, with green eyes and a beautiful smile, and he's a cop and the whole nine. I'm going to love writing that book. We've started on it, and I'm really proud of the direction it's going. With Highness, and one of the things that I really like about the fact that we can write the Lonely Heart series is that the Highness is one of those books that will have a continuation. This initial book, Highness, is designed to show their meet, how they met, how they fell in love, that type of thing. Don't expect for you to end the book in 15 chapters and they're married. I realize that with the readers that we have now, women are very, very serious about the types of books that are out there, and they want them to reflect a certain amount of reality. They want to know the backstory. We have gotten to that point where we want to share and understand and really buy into the characters. And haven't you noticed this even on television? Like, one of our favorite shows is Banshee.
Mm-hmm.
And they spend so much time doing what? The same thing, giving that backstory so that you can really buy into the characters, understand where they're coming from. It draws you more into the storyline. So, I mean, I just don't want you to think, oh, my goodness, another story where they meet on page one and by page 200 they're married. Like, life doesn't work like that, and this story definitely doesn't work like that. It gives you the chance to see their first interactions and how they fell in love. And then if everybody wants more, then we'll create Highness 2, where we show a more in-depth look at what a relationship would look like at that next level. So just want to put that out there for everyone so that you know, without a doubt, that we've definitely thought this book through. When is it going to be out? Everybody's like, what is taking so long? Well, got engaged. Been a lot of planning around that.
Yeah, I do apologize. Sometimes I can be a bit of a distraction.
He is a really big distraction. Oh, my goodness, I'm blushing. Also accepted a really big, great new job with an organization that is doing national work as the director of communications and marketing. And so, you know, it's one of those things where it's definitely taken a lot of time for the right reasons. It's a huge organization. Very national in scope and historic, and I'm very proud to be a part of it. But we're sort of in the battleground right now, and so, you know, I've been doing a lot of work with a lot of amazing people to advance women's rights, specifically their reproductive rights. So I apologize, but life sort of slowed me down. However, you know, I'd rather be lay on a book and piss you ladies off in terms of my tardiness than to deliver you non-quality work. We've had some really successful books that have become national bestsellers because of your support, but it's also because we have given you 120% with the books. And, you know, I want to tell you that we are on the last leg of it, and I'm very proud of that. I told Karen, and I've told a few of the people that are very, very close to these projects, some of whom, you know, are really big supporters. My new policy is I don't give a release date. There's no reason for me to give a release date if I'm going to miss it. And so I really have, and Bruce can tell you that I am 100% committed to the work that I do for you, 100% committed to making sure that you are fully entertained. But I don't feel like if I rush a book just to make a date that you're happy with it. And I know you know the quality and the caliber of my work, so you'll be able, I get the emails later saying, you know what, LaTrivia, you could have done better on that. And, you know, I always seek to to entertain you and to give you good quality work and to listen to you and your concerns, and make sure that when you take that book and you sit down in front of it, that you feel completely entertained. So that's why it's taken so long. Am I going to give you a release date, a real release date? No, but I'm going to tell you it's going to be very, very, very soon.
Oh, yeah. You ladies are definitely going to enjoy it.
Yes. We've got an amazing team of women who are helping us sort of go through the book and make sure that it's perfect. I love the feedback from them. And, you know, we're going to be working with them. And, of course, we always acknowledge them in the front of the book. So, you know, if you've given some insights, you expect your name to be in the book. One of the things that we're going to do towards the summer is Highness is going to be in paperback. So for all of you ladies who say, okay, I get the Kindle, I get the Nook, but I get Kobo, but I like a tangible book in my hands, just know that we're going to definitely do that for you. Also this summer, which something that I'm really excited about, we'll also be releasing Vasily's Revenge on paperback. So if you are one of those paperback fans, know that it is coming. So, you know, here's the thing. You know, we've only got about 8 minutes left in the show. It passes quickly, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
But I wanted to sort of run over some things. I know that you guys are looking for several books. You're looking for Highness to drop. You're wondering when Gracie's Dirty Little Secret will drop and what's the total premise on that. You're waiting for Red and Blue to drop, and you're waiting for The Grunt 2 to drop. And those books are coming this year. We've also got some really exciting new things that are coming out, an introduction of a completely new thing. I'm excited about it in terms of organized crime. We'll be rolling that out. We also, and I won't give any more information on that, I'm just going to share that little bit with you, but we also will see the return of our favorite Metalovians characters, Dimitri and Anatoly and Vasily. They'll all be returning, and Gabriel. I know many of you love Gabriel. Many of you hate Gabriel. We'll be seeing the return of them very soon. Now, Leonie wants to know, like, where did I come up with the concept of Highness? Well, the real royal family came to Memphis very recently for a wedding, which is so crazy. And if you noticed on that day, if you were following me on Facebook, I released the copy and for the synopsis, and I released the cover that day because I was like, I've been already working on this book. I think that I'd shared it with a few authors prior to that this was something that I wanted to do. And so, yeah, Highness came as a result of me saying, what happens to the quote-unquote beautiful people? How do they really fall in love? It doesn't matter how much money you have or you don't have. It doesn't matter how beautiful you are. I think everybody wants to truly fall in love. Wouldn't you agree on that?
Yeah, I definitely agree on that. I can never say that. No matter what spectrum, what walk of life you come from, everybody wants to fall in love.
And they want to be appreciated for who they are.
Yeah.
And they want to be loved genuinely. And Highness came about because I wanted to talk about people really, truly falling in love. And I wanted to show that it doesn't matter what station you have in life. Pizza's here, Pumpkin.
Okay.
As I watch him walk away in his jammy. It doesn't matter what station you have in life. You're looking for real love. You're looking for true appreciation. You don't want to be with someone who maybe misses the concept. You got to turn this phone off, honey. This is the concept of who you are based upon your title. You don't want to be loved because you're a prince. You don't want to be loved because you're a king. You don't want to be loved because you make $300,000 a year. You don't want to be loved because you happen to have been born more beautiful than people who normally, or should I say the normal people, you want to be loved for what is inside of you. And Prince Michael was definitely a man who wanted to be loved for what was inside of him. On the other side of that, where one person is looking for someone who truly appreciates them, Hope is a very strong woman on her own. She's a fortress, and she's a great woman. She's got a great friend. She's got a story, like everybody has a story, but she is definitely in a sort of, I guess, a bad relationship. So she, with this chance meeting, meets somebody. They find each other. You know, it's like this wonderful love story of finding each other halfway across the world, sort of one of those, who would have expected that to happen? And they actually meet. Now, later this week, next week, I'd love for us to have a conversation on the Love Pub. So if you're not a part of the Love Pub, you totally should be. Where we'll highlight some real-life stories of white princes, a white prince who's married a black woman, and she's now a black princess. And it's been, did I even say that right? You know what I mean? I was like, honey, did I say it right? So, yeah, we'll be highlighting those, and we can share those from across the world, some of those situations. Another question that came out, what actors would be nearest to my vision of highness? Do you know the guy, and I know I showed one something else on the book trailer, which is so much fun. We showed, you know, Zoe and what's his name, the pretty guy, Face.
Oh, Bradley Cooper?
Bradley Cooper. But one of the things that I was thinking, a great guy for this would definitely be the guy from Thor. What is his name, the Australian actor?
The Australian, that movie Thor?
Yeah. The big blonde guy.
I had it.
You know what I'm talking about. Okay. Him. I thought he would make an excellent Michael. And I would think Zoe Saldana, honestly, would be the perfect Hope. I wrote this with her type of character in mind because she's just such a dynamic woman and a dynamic actress. I would love to see her as Hope Daniels. Now, another question is sort of not on topic in terms of highness, but definitely on topic in terms of our characters. People want to know with the Medlove series if Briggy will have some closure. And Chris Hemsworth with Thor. Thank you. Karen, isn't she wonderful? I'm telling you, Karen is on top of it. Shout out to Karen out in L.A. Love you so much.
Nailed it.
So Briggy will definitely have some closure with Gabriel's book that'll be coming out this year. You all are going to see a completely different Briggy. Now, I'm not going to tell you exactly what happens because we're going to keep that going on the Love Pub in terms of your interaction, and we're going to rehash how many of you feel about Briggy. I know there are some people out there who really, really hate Briggy. And some out there who more than hate Briggy, they hate Gabriel because of the way he behaves. But we're going to be talking about that. So, yes, she'll have some closure. I hate that our 30 minutes is gone, baby.
Already?
Yeah, it's already gone.
Wow.
So, yeah, thank you for tuning in to Interracial Romance, The Skinny on Interracial Romance, in our episode on What's Up with Highness, a look into the upcoming book. As we said, expect it very, very soon. Let's keep the conversation going on the Love Pub. And you guys, check out the website if you want to get more familiar with the books. I think we're going to have a new overhaul for the summer. www.latrivianelson.info. We're going to be rolling out some new things. We try to roll out something new to add to all of our things every year. So we're going to do some fun stuff. But next Saturday, baby?
Next Saturday sounds good.
We have a date?
It's a date.
Okay, well, maybe we can just, never mind. We'll talk about that. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great one. We really appreciate all of your support, and we hope that you have enjoyed this episode of The Skinny on Interracial Romance. I'm your host, your girl, I hope your favorite author, Latrivia Nelson, soon to be Latrivia Welch.
Oh, yes. It was a pleasure being here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you to Maisha for your comments. Appreciate that, sweetheart.
Yes, and you guys take care. Much love to you. And we are out. Tune in next week.